very much. Is it, what do you call it? Cobwebby today because we haven't played for a long time. Well, I know. Shall I use this one, Phil? This is Phil. Yes, I think. That's a bit your hair. Okay, so I could sit on the floor and sing to this one. Thank you. but Buddy Holly used to sing. In fact, he wrote it.
takes delight in clocks and tin by every degree. A story I will tell to you concerning all the pups. Near rustin hills and mountains high and over stony rocks. The grain of being in is all and in of his hands. Which made him for to prick up his ears and tread upon the ground. I think I hear some jubile hounds a-treading on my life. Before the prey shall come to me, I'll tread upon the ground. We hunted for hours or more, prepared and share 60. We hunted for hours or more, and came by Parkwood Green. Oh, if you'll only spare my life, I'll promise and fulfill. To touch no more your fell and fall, no land in yonder field. Old Reynard beat, and out of breath, and treading off his ground. Thinking he must give up his life before these jubile hounds. So is it you to ducks and geese, likewise young lambs also. Make up old Reynard by the brush, and we'll not let him go.
On a Saturday, isn't it? My young woman is so far. She was military. She got it cold as I to sound about holding the day. Oh, when I was in my grad school, I looked outside the sky, and now I'm on the woodland school, gathering sweet roses on. Thank you.
watched her eyes above. And there she said, the Matildas are walking in the crowd. Come home with me, little Matildas. Come home with me tonight.
What?
Club's coming on very shortly, and it's been very nice being here, I must say. It's been great. See you later.
Thank you.
I didn't realise that, and so we got to do another one anyway. So nice to be here, I must say. Oh,
we're going to take a break for a few more minutes. There's some beer on sale, and then Cobb are coming out to entertain you. Yeah. Hang on, Sandy, you applaud for him. We'll get her out. You just applaud. Well, that's that.
This is another song which you can sing the chorus of if you're, you know, because it's really jolly.
You seem to get a lot of folk people down here, so this is our old folk song. So you'll stick your fingers in your ears, have a good time. The Rigs of the Tyne, that well-known protest song. Ah, thank you. Now, the gentleman over there will tell us when it was written. I don't know either, but it's very old, here. And in the song, there's all references to things like a loaf of bread costing fourpence, which we all know is a dirty lie. You see, that was 200 years ago, so you've got to scale it up a bit. Alright, I'm
very thankful.
This song still very valid. Very valid.
I must bring him in. Charges fourpence a pound, and he thinks it no sin. Puts his thumb on the scales, which makes it go down, and swears it's good work, yet it lacks half a pound. Oh, singing, honesty is all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, time to buy. These are the rigs of the time. Now is next to the baker, must bring him in. Charges twopence a loaf, and he thinks it no sin. When he do bring it in, it's no bigger than your fist, and the top of the loaf is all covered in yeast. Tossing honesty's all out of pattern. These are the rigs of the time. Time to buy. These are the rigs of the time. Now is next to the landlord. Well, I must bring him in. Charges twopence a pint, and he thinks it no sin. When he do bring it in, all the measure it is short, and the top of the pot is all covered in froth. Oh, sing on a season out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, time to buy. These are the rigs of the time. Now,
the best of all
plans that comes to me mind is to set them all off in a high gale of wind. And when they go up, cloud it will burst, and the biggest old rascal come tumbling down first. Singing, honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, time to buy.